Christian Eck is joining us here on the Freak Nation. Getting set for a hopeful championship run coming up in Kansas next weekend. And it's incredible, Christian, what you've come back from to actually be in the hunt for a championship where you're sitting in a points position where a lot of folks probably would have given up at one time. But now you're back in that spot. What has been the major contribution for you and the team to be back in the championship run, given all the trials and tribulations you've been through?
It's definitely been an eventful year. As a whole, we had 2 weeks in a row that were really rough. Obviously I got sick of Salem and wasn't able to race in that one, and went to Talladega and crashed the week after. Really, ever since then, we kind of decided that, we need to kind of get our crap together. And we had some rough races even then, but, the last 6 races, we finished in the top 2 every single race. And, we just kind of cut out all the mistakes and, we've shortened it up a lot. I think we've made up something like 150 points over the last 3 or 4 races. So we're doing everything we can, and we just got to go finish it out next week at Kansas.
Christian Eck is joining us here in the Freak Nation, running on them General Tires for the ARCA series. Hopefully for him and the team, getting himself a championship coming out of Kansas next weekend. Can you share with the Freak Nation really where the issues came from with the food poisoning and really the setback that has been documented?
We went to Salem, we practiced, we qualified, everything was good, and I had a headache on the way home, and the whole night was definitely eventful. It took a lot to go even to the hospital, so I stayed up in Salem, Indiana, which was not a really pleasant time for the next 5 days with food poisoning, and I actually threw up so hard that I tore a hole in my esophagus, so that's, hope you're not eating dinner, but other than that, Talladega, we wrecked the week after, and, we put ourselves in a hole of 300-some points, I think, or something like that. Been calling our way back ever since.
But let's talk about, you said you had to correct some mistakes. Okay, sickness aside, that was awful. But that aside, that's not a mistake. That's just life. That's just something that happens, unfortunately. The mistakes, crash aside as well from Talladega, the mistakes that you were experiencing in the car, what were they and how were you able to overcome those behind the wheel?
Yeah. When we really think about this year, if we end up losing next week, which, hopefully we don't, I don't think we will, but, in the same aspect, all the mistakes, we've, messed up and given up points, and we have a 15-point lead, and there's multiple times that we've given up 30 just by, making stupid moves or, not having a car good enough and just, stupid little things like that, that we've lost a lot of points with. We went to Elko last week, and Michael, who I'm actually racing for the championship with, spun me out. We lost a lot of points there. Hopefully that doesn't have to come into play. If we lose by that many points and, the champion ends up being him, that's going to suck. But, as a whole, like I said, we've cut out all the mistakes and we've brought faster race cars than we ever have. It's really putting forward results.
So Christian Eckes, you definitely have something called momentum on your side, and that's awesome. And I hope I'm not jinxing anything. 15 points ahead, heading into Friday night's finale. Where do you have to fit? How many places ahead do you have to finish ahead of Michael Self in order to clinch this title?
I have a 2-point buffer. I'm leading right now, but he can't lead a lap or anything like that because he did bonus points for that. Like, I have a 15-point bonus. It's 5 points position, 5 points for leading a lap, 5 points for leading the most, and stuff like that. So, I still have the mindset that we need to go there and beat him. Michael's really good at Kansas, and I think he's led it pretty much every single mile and a half this year. So, we're really going with the mindset that we need to beat him and to honestly win the race.
And to win the race, obviously, you've proven that you can do that. It doesn't matter what kind of track it is. You've proven you can do that, Christian Eckes. But what kind of strategy might you be taking into the finale? Because you just said Michael Self is very good at intermediate tracks. Will this maybe be a race that we can watch live on FS2 where you might be trailing him to kind of keep watching his line to find out his game plan throughout the race, and then you just nail him at the end and pass him for the win? Or what is the strategy that you're kind of looking for that might help you the best?
honestly, the strategy is that we need to go doing everything we can to run the best, and that means getting the pole, leading the most laps, and leading laps. You know, I feel like that creates the most buffer. And, you know, if we go and do our job like that, you know, we're definitely going to be counting points throughout the race that we have all year. But at the same time, I feel like we just need to go perform. And, you know, definitely the pressure's on us. You know, I haven't had the points lead since I got sick at Salem. So, you know, the pressure's back on us here. And we're kind of just brushing that off and realizing that we just have to go and perform the best we can.
His name is Christian Eckes, getting set for a hopeful championship coming up this weekend in Kansas for the ARCA series, running on general tires. How will you race this race differently, knowing that the championship is on the line?
Yeah, I wouldn't say it's too much like any other race. You know, we go and we want to win every time, but, you know, it'll be in the back of my head not to make moves that I wouldn't normally do. You know, it's really important to just stay there and be there, especially when you got a championship on the line and it's this close. So, you know, I guess just maintaining the whole race and keeping us in contention is going to be the best thing we can do.
Who's going to be in your ear the majority of the race?
Pretty much everybody on my team. You know, hopefully not too much. I'm not a big fan of noise during the race, but you know, I have great people around me, and I've really always had my whole career. So just kind of looking forward to this weekend. We have a really good shot at it, and I really feel like we were definitely got the momentum to go do it.
And please tell me that either JBL or TRD or Venturini Motorsports, you have a personal chef for this weekend so that everything can be very calm, cool, and collected to help you out, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Just got to throw on those JBL headphones, and I'll be cool as calm.
That's true. You have to think about that, given the severity of your food poison and what it caused. That are you more in tune with what you put in your mouth moving forward?
Yeah, that's definitely for sure. I'm not eating the hamburgers at Salem Speedway anymore. That's a no-no on my list. But yeah, that's for sure.
You know why Kenny's asking you this? Because we had our daughter's fall break this weekend, so we had some friends of ours with us, and we accidentally poisoned them with some bad meat. So yes,
oh, no.
This food poisoning thing,
good.
No, it's not. It is no joke. And so, yeah, coming back from that is just, it's just an incredible story. I really do. We all do hope that you cap this off with the best way to end the season. But of course, still, even without that, if without the title, your comeback in general is definitely one for the record books.
Yeah, and honestly, I feel like that's why we're so calm going into this weekend. You know, we've done everything we can, and we really, really want to go finish it off. But at the same time, we've done pretty much everything we can the past six races to be the best. And, you know, that's good enough to me if we don't win the championship, as long as we tried our best and didn't make too many mistakes. And we just we got to go capitalize. You know, I'm definitely going to be upset if we don't win. But in the same time, you know, we've worked hard and have to see what happens.
And then you referenced your JBL headphones earlier. If you win, what's the first tune you're going for? If you lose, what's the first tune you are going for?
Oh, man, I don't know. If I lose, I probably won't be any noise, just sitting there in the corner all by myself, depressed. And
but music can be a pick-me-up.
What's that?
Music can be a pick-me-up, though.
Yeah, probably. If I win, I don't know. It'll probably be some crazy stuff. It'll be a fun night.
Bam. Christian Eckes, again, back in the points hunt, the championship hunt, after an incredible year, some highs and indeed some lows. It's going to come down to this last race in Kansas for the ARCA Series Championship for 2019, running on our friends, the General Tires. Christian, good luck, buddy. Maybe you're phoning us next Sunday night. Ooh. As the champion.
Yeah, I hope so, man. We're definitely going to try our hardest to try to.
Bam.
And then we'll find out that playlist post-win.
Christian, thanks, buddy.
Yeah, that's right. All right, thanks, man. I'll see you.